This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Ready for a 1-2. Here he comes. Judge, line drive, right field, hit well, and it is up and out! Judge has homered! The game is tied at 3! Incredible! Aaron Judge in the clutch!
Well, we said it, the best closer in baseball against the MVP coming up, and his best shot was exactly that.
That ball's hit well, deep center field, way back there, Giancarlo Stanton, a home run! Judge and Stanton go back to back, and the New York Yankees have grabbed the lead! Two Giants in the Yankees lineup go back to back with two outs.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
John Kinsey Noel was used as a pinch hitter 16 times in the regular season. Had one hit. It was a homer.
Oh!
Oh my goodness! Big Christmas has tied it! The ultimate present under the tree!
And a big bouncer. And oh, Jimenez! The throw! Oh, what a pick! And he's out!
Did Naylor keep his foot on the bag is the question.
I think he did, and then I think it came off.
An incredible play on both ends.
Yes, Chisholm is playing very deep at third. Bo Naylor can get as big of a lead as he wants here. Carries the winning run in game three.
Fry, deep drive, left field. Fry's watching. It is a walk-off home run. David Fry lights up the Cleveland night.
Hell yeah, boys!
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Audio courtesy of TBS. We don't have to talk each other into it anymore. We're back in the series.
We got a series.
We're back in the series, and we can win it. We haven't even played our best yet. We're right back in this thing. Welcome to it. Good morning. What a night. I went from feeling as bad as I've ever felt during a Cleveland sporting event. I mean that. I've seen a lot of bad things happen, and that was as bad as it gets, to one of the greatest things I've ever seen in a Cleveland sporting event. I have sat there and saw a lot of crap, and I can't believe what I saw last night.
I was really jealous of Owen when he talked about Game 5 and he had a chance to be there. I'm super jealous of everybody that was at that game yesterday. Super jealous. Because you know why? Because they showed those Yankee fans after those back-to-back home runs, and the crowd is silent. Everybody's apoplectic. Everybody in that building, they had their life sucked out of them. They all thought, that's it, we're getting swept. And those Yankee fans rubbed it in, and they showed them. And I just sat there, and I'm like, you know, I don't support violence. I think it's stupid when people at sporting events get in fistfights. I think it's really stupid. Yeah. I said, but you know what? When this game's over, the TV's going to be off. Whatever happens, happens. I can't sit there. I can't defend Yankee fans who are rubbing it in. Those fans are going to get their asses kicked. They will be going to the ER after the game.
And I don't sat want there, that to happen.
And that is where my twisted mind started thinking. And instead,
publicly,
what happened. And I thought to myself, man, that might be the coolest sporting event to ever attend. That might be the best Cleveland sporting event to ever attend. I'm so jealous of the people that got to go to that game. And if those Yankee fans got beat up, they got beat up.
The only thing, that we don't support
and
that.
And we do we not support that.
We don't condone that. Please,
if you
I
took
hope,
a
I
cheap
pray
shot,
that nothing happened.
If you decked a Yankee fan from behind, in this all, show
okay.
has a stance.
In all seriousness.
We do not support that.
In all seriousness, he is dead serious about
yes.
that. No.
Yes.
None of that stuff, for the love of God.
If it was 2-on-1, it was a handicap match, all because a
Listen,
Yankee
we're
fan
not, okay.
was talking too much.
Enough of the Hardy brothers.
We don't like
we're
that.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
Hardy
if you
boys.
Used a foreign object, Again, cheap shot from behind. At no point does this show go on record and say that's a cool thing to do.
Or a loaded boot.
It's easier than ever to get a roll of quarters into Progressive Field.
So real quick, you were at home, I take it?
Oh,
you were at home, I take it?
Oh, yeah.
My TV cut out right as he was going around third base. Like, I was in shock.
You got to be kidding me.
And he was going around third base, and all of a sudden YouTube popped up. I go, what the F is this? And, like, I got it immediately back. And I was just stunned. I sat there. I'm serious about this. When Emmanuel Clase comes in, they walk Juan Soto. Emmanuel Clase comes in. I go, oh my God, this is high drama. This is great stuff. We're up 3-1. And never in my wildest dreams did I think he was going to give up basically a fist job over to right field from Aaron Judge. And it took the wind out of everything.
I think that's the quickest I've ever seen a ball get
out.
Oh
my God. And then when Giancarlo Stanton hit the home run, like, it already felt like we were losing. It did not feel like a go-ahead solo home run. It already felt like it was 4-3. So it's like, well, you know, what are we going to do now? So I just sat there. I go, I can't believe this. I sat there and looked at all this, and it was just in shock. I was just in pure shock. And then when they put up the run in the top of the ninth, because there's some other things that I'll speak about for Saturday's game. I just sat there and stared at the TV. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. Well, I'll tell you now, I'm supposed to take my son to the game on Saturday, and the whole thing is predicated on them being able to play. Now, I want them to win the series, obviously, but it's our first playoff game I've ever seen of any sort of any kind, and I'm going, this is going to be great. I'm making plans. We're back in this series. And then he does that home run over to right field, and then Giancarlo Stanton hits the home run right after him. And I'm thinking, this is sick. Emmanuel Clase doesn't look right. No one sounds right. There's a silence in the crowd. It's awful. And then John Kenzie Noel, who they were calling him on WFAN, Johnsky Noel, because, you know, they take their baseball seriously in New York, apparently. John Kenzie Noel hits that huge moonshot home run. And then David Fry, which the Derry brothers have coined him Big Game Dave. That's got to be what it's called. For as a great of a season as he's had, and I know after the All-Star break he cooled off, I think part of it was because of the injury, finding any sort of a way to contribute to play and then doing what he's done in terms of the home runs, it's a legendary thing. I hope everybody has a moment to drink it in, because I know we got a game tonight. We have a game tomorrow. We have all these things that we have to get ready for, because we're back in the series. Now we have to tie this thing up and hopefully take the lead here. Because they haven't played their best baseball. They have not played exceedingly well, and it's a 2-1 series. So they've given you an opportunity. However, please take 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes to understand what we've witnessed last night. Take 5 minutes to understand what we felt last night. Whether you were at home, whether you were at work, I don't know why, but whether you were at work, whether you were in the stadium, outside the stadium. We got Pete upstairs. I don't want to say his full name or anything. He's in the building, who took the video of the crowd from his apartment, which is a very nice place. Congratulations on all his success. Taking the video of the crowd in the stadium from downtown. An incredible moment, buddy. I hope you remember it forever. I know I will. That was unreal.
I just want to hear from people who were there. I mean, we all watch it at home. We're all going nuts. I am eternally jealous of the people that were there, and I can't imagine what it must have been like for that roller coaster of emotions, which really only in baseball can you have that playoff baseball. Can you have the highs and the lows of thinking you're going to win, then thinking you're done, there's no chance. Don't forget, they stranded two in the eighth inning. In the eighth inning, it's a one-run game, and then the Yankees go on to add to the lead. So nobody thought.
We're 3-15.
Nobody thought there was no belief. We can all admit it. Everybody thought it was over, and most people probably thought we were getting swept at that point. In fact, very notable personality in New York thought after the two home runs, the back-to-back home runs, it was going to be a sweep. So that is the thing. Like, in the first
playing
few games,
playing fast and loose with notable, by the
I
way.
I did say. I think Owen, I told you this yesterday. I'm like, the series has been kind of boring. We'd be honest.
You did say it.
Not just because we lost those two games. Like, where are the heroes? Where are the big moments? Where are the big playoff theatrics? Buddy, you got about seven of them yesterday in that game. Yeah. Incredible.
216-474-0092. We are clearly back in the series. Obviously, it's a 2-1 series, so you're definitely in it. And again, we have to specify this. You were 3-for-15 with runners in scoring position. What'd you leave 11 on last night? You have not played your best baseball. Jose Ramirez Because he almost got burned up in the rundown in game two. You remember that because he's the ball over there.
You brought it up on the show.
Yes, that's right. You brought it up.
Some people poo-pooed it, and I'm like...
And then he did it again last night, and we're sitting there staring at him going, what are you doing? And then after that, it's an indescribable thing. It's an indescribable... For the people who... There are plenty of people out there that are baseball-first fans. They might like the Browns or the Browns or whatever to them. They might like the Cavs or whatever. To the baseball-first fans, that's something that'll never change. No matter what they do to the game, no matter what they do to anything to try to jazz it up or do whatever, for you folks out there, that's something that'll never be taken away. The anticipation, the thought of what baseball is during a long regular season, where it gives itself to relaxation, to conversation, to be able to take it in. It's a pastime. I'm trying not to sound like Ken Burns over here. And it all flips once you get to October, because everything now becomes a point where you're trying for a lid to explode and you're trying to find a way to find a magic moment to keep yourself in it. And they found two of them last night. From one, John Kenzie Noel couldn't hit the broadside of a barn for a month and a half, it seemed. And then he hit one that hasn't landed yet. And David Fry again is becoming one of the all-time heroes for this club. One of the all-time heroes. They can do it. They absolutely can do it. You have Luis Gil going tonight for them. You can get to him. You burned up through their bullpen last night. And by the way, if they keep saying it, and I agree with it, every time they bring Luke Weaver, oh my God. Class A is supposed to be that guy. Class A hasn't been that guy in two of the outings that he's been in against Detroit and obviously against the Yankees here. He is supposed to be the guy. Luke Weaver is not that dominant of a pitcher. He has been a guy who's been with several clubs. He is not a dominant pitcher. You can get to these guys. You can do this now. All right? And I think I'm talking to the players. I think the fans know. The fans know they can do it. The players, the lights were too bright in New York. You got it back last night. Play with confidence. Play like everybody knows you can play. What won you 92 games in the regular season? What won you the AL Central? And let's go. 216-474-0092. You ready?
I think so.
Andy and Medina, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
We're doing wonderful, Andy. Go right on ahead.
All right. We were in section 109, about four rows up. We were about 25 feet away from the Judge homer. And Anthony, you were touching on it. The emotions of baseball, right? Like, they stick with you, too. Like, the downs and the ups, because the game is just a marathon, it feels like. And I can't even put into words the magic that our section felt when Noel came up and everybody's yelling for Big Christmas. And when you thought you were down and out, it's just so hard to describe the feelings. And then when he hit that, we all knew it was happening. And it's what makes the game so great is that we've seen fourth quarter drives. We've seen game-winning field goals. We've seen all these things that just happen on a regular basis in other sports. But baseball, it's a very unique finish. It's very unique, magical moments that are just once-in-a-lifetime moments. And everybody was hugging and kissing everyone. We're walking across the street to the Thirsty Parrot after Fry hit that home run. And here's what's important about last night. There were not a lot of Yankee fans there. Like, we showed up. It was red. And you're going to get calls all day from different perspectives and different fans that viewed it from different points. Nobody left. We stayed there through it. This team's got grit. I told you I wanted the Yankees. We've got the Yankees. Let's win tonight. And, you know, let's enjoy it, but let's turn around and get ready to go.
Do you like that there's a game tonight, or would you have liked another day to just enjoy this?
I would have liked another day to enjoy this. I kind of
felt the same
it
way.
Is, you got to do with what you got to do with. So, again, you got another game tonight, but that's why I'm going to take this time to enjoy this right now throughout the early part of this morning, yes.
But that's what Anthony and Ken want, right? What do you think the Guardians want? They don't want that day off. They want to go in tonight and take that feeling from yesterday.
Yeah, they want to play.
And put it on the Yankees, right? Yeah. Who are now had to go set in it after they thought they'd won. Yeah. And they jump in the sidewall on the dugout on us twice, which was deserved, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah,
their two big hitters came out and had big hits, but they thought it was over. They thought the series was over, and now it's an opportunity for the Guardians to put it right in their head that you might have the best record in the American League. It was one game, by the way, You got swept by the Pirates to end the season. We got technically swept by the Astros because we didn't play our last game. But these teams are not that far apart from each other.
No. It was a belief of what they were going in. And, you know, we had Mad Dog Russo on, which everybody, because of his accent, he is from the area. Everybody thought he was a New York guy and he was talking trash. The guy is a Hall of Famer and he does know baseball. He's a Giants fan, actually, of all things. And, he spelled it out weeks ago about, yeah, you guys would come in, you'd be underdogs. And I think that kind of permeated for a lot of folks. I know it did for me a little bit. And going into the series, you're thinking, man, fans are so used to the New York lights watching as Guardians fans. They get sick and tired of the same old from their own team. And that's not just the Guardians. It's a lot of markets out there. And so for these first couple of games in New York, it was a bit demoralizing because you watched a Yankee team and in some ways play like garbage.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't even play that well.
And then yesterday, again, you're 3 for 15 and with runners in scoring position. You're up 3-1. And when they brought Emmanuel out, like I was making plans. And I've never felt so low and then so high during a game in my life. Guardians win last night 7-5 in one of the most improbable, incredible games of Cleveland sports. Not just the Guardians of Cleveland sports that I've ever seen. It was an unbelievable performance. Anybody who was there will remember that day for the rest of their lives. I don't know what happens for the rest of the series. You are back in it. They must play confidently tonight. They must go into this game now knowing that they absolutely can do it. The Yankees have played almost cussed. The Yankees have played like garbage throughout the beginning of this series. You can get to them. It is not one of the greatest teams that they've ever had. It is a good team that I respect. I will respect them. I do. I do a lot of complaining about Aaron Boone, but I do respect him as a manager. But I think that what the Guardians have done here, finally getting over this mental block, it seemed, this emotional block, and being able to win this game when things were so damn down. I mean, at that point, like when they put out Pedro Avila out there, like, all right, he's gonna do the best he can, but you know, we'll see where this goes. Like even when they hit the home runs, when they hit the first home run with John Kenzie Noel, like Rajay Davis did pop through my head. I'm going, man, they still lost that game. Like, we gotta finish this now. We have to find a way to finish this now. And so many people, by the way, are mentioning Lane Thomas. Yes, credit to him. Yes, credit to him.
Well, he was down. Credit. He was down 0-2. He was down 0-2. He worked the count to a full count and then comes through with that double, or you don't even get to that point.
You look at some of the plays that were made. Go ahead.
There were so many things that are going to, I don't know if they're going to be forgotten, but they're going to be overshadowed for sure. I mean, the play that Jimenez made.
I was just thinking.
Gonna be runners on first and third.
So it's not only that, it's his play, which was absurd, but it was also the stretch.
Yes.
The agile Josh Naylor, who toe tapped, like that would make an NFL receiver
like the epitome
jealous.
Of an athlete.
Yeah,
that's what he is.
That's what
the
he is.
Feet
yeah.
of Jackie Gleason over there at first base.
And we also have to say,
Winkle Toes Naylor,
like Chris Farley with Patrick Swayze.
There will be no more body shaming on this show or any others for Josh Naylor. But also,
he has gotten a little thick, I have to admit.
When we think about how big the moves are, and we just play the outcomes all the time when we talk about managers, but, you know, Manzardo was 2 for 3.
Yeah.
He goes to David Fry.
Yeah.
All right. Also,
yeah.
Hedges. Did Hedges not only have a double but drew a walk?
Yes.
Incredibly. I think fans were booing at one point. Hedges got out of the way of a ball down by his legs. It's like, take the ball. But either way.
Naylor had a hit. He's standing on third when the game's over, you know, we hit the game-winning home run.
All the moves, when they work, it makes the manager look like a genius. And to have those pinch hit situations, I mean, Noel, yesterday, his home run is the first game tying pinch hit home run with two outs in the bottom of the ninth in MLB postseason history. Does that make a manager look pretty good?
Yeah. 216-474-0092, it does. Dylan in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He's listening on the free Odyssey app. Dylan, go ahead.
All right, guys. I grew up in Chesterland, but I now live 400 miles away. And my 14-year-old son was begging me all of September, hey, can we go to a playoff game? Can we go to a playoff game? I said, Tyson, I don't know if it's going to work, but it's kind of tough. You have baseball. Your brother has baseball. As everything was unfolding, he was like a pit bull. And I said, you know, we could drive out Thursday, but we're driving back as soon as that game's over. and I am running on fumes right now. I got two hours of sleep. Ooh. I'm going to work today. I don't know why, but I am. And my kid gets a little irrational sometimes. He freaks out during July if we blow a game or just lose to the Brewers. And I look over after those two home runs, which cleared the fence by, I don't know, what a combined 6 feet. And I'm like, how does this happen? He is crying, trying to fold it back, trying to keep it together. I'm 45, Cleveland sportsman. I've been through it all. I'm like, all right, this one hurts, but I've been through some pretty bad ones. But I'm looking at my son. I'm like, man, this doesn't get much worse. So he's like, let's go watch from left field. So we're walking around. We're trying to fight our eyes in the bottom of the ninth. Naylor hits a double play. He's like, all right, I'm done. So we walked out of the stadium. We were watching from the porch. And let me tell you, I turned a 99-100 experience into about a 92-93. But it was still the most incredible experience that I've had. And I was at Game 5 of the 95 World Series. This one was just, I just couldn't believe it. I'm wondering, how does Stanton and Judge, how does it come through just like that against Class A? And then somehow, some way, Eli Morgan, Avila, they get it done, and then Noel and Fry, unbelievable. I just can't believe it.
And Dylan, and safe travels, by the way, and thank you very much for the call, and hopefully you have as good a day at work as you possibly can.
I love that he admitted it. He admitted that he didn't stay at the game and still had an all-time experience.
Yeah, I mean, God.
I showed you the tickets. You tweeted it out. Those tickets could be had an hour before game time for, I'm crazy cheap, for an ALCS game.
Was it $60?
$50 before fee, or after fees. I'm sorry. After fees.
For an ALCS game.
For an ALCS game.
Oh my God.
Because everybody was down on that thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, I kicked myself for not buying those tickets and going. And then I thought to myself, be honest, we would have left. We would have left when he hit into that double play, when Naylor hits into the double play in the ninth.
I'm usually tough talking about this. I don't think I would have. I don't blame Dylan, and Dylan softened me up a little bit, I'll admit, but I can't blame anybody because I would have been sitting there. If you're at that game and you see the 1-6-3 double play, you're like, I'm not going to sit here and watch these a-holes celebrate doing this after what has just transpired. I got to tell you, it'd be hard.
Yeah.
If you did leave last night, you'll never leave again. You'll never leave again. You'll never leave anything again. Even though I don't know if lightning strikes twice in that fashion, my God. But if you did leave last night, usually it's tough talk. I can't. I was so down. I was so sick. Again, I've never. Tone, you think of all the bad stuff that's happened in 38 years of watching Cleveland sports. I did. Like somebody said, well, Ken, what about the 97 World Series? I was 11 years old. I didn't know any better. I was a kid. So, I, the Guardians were good. When I was really little, they were terrible, but I was too young to know any better. And then when I was coming into my formative years as a sports fan, as a kid, they were incredible. So I just figured they'd go back. I didn't think anything
you
like that.
You thought it would just be an every year thing.
So of all the bad things that I've seen, this almost sounded like less. This was the most recent. Of all the bad things that I had seen, I'm telling you, last night in my office was the worst I've ever felt. The Flacco comeback against the Jets, anything Browns, anything Cavs. Last night was the worst. When they hit those home runs, it was the worst I've ever felt. And then when they hit the home runs, it was just shock. It really was. It was utter
all of the home
surprise
runs.
And shock and
all
elation.
All of them. All of the home runs, each and every one
every
of those.
Every sensation.
It was shock. And in a way, this is the way you would dream it up if you were writing the script. Like the Yankees,
yes.
the protagonist, like what we think about, or the antagonist has to take the lead. This is how the story works. Like you have to go down, you have to be in the dumps, you have to feel like it's an impossibility for this to be as special and as magical. And like for that guy coming from Allentown, 400 miles away, you leave the stadium because that was the feeling. The pit of despair is exactly what everybody was thinking. A Guardians fan, no matter where you are, no matter what age you were, the way baseball works, this isn't football when the other team, they go into a pre-event, you move the football right down the field, you get the kicker out there. This isn't basketball where it's a 20-point lead gets shaved. In even the NBA Finals games, it happens all the time. In baseball, when that team seizes the momentum like that, has the two home runs, it's over. There's no way you're coming back and winning. And then for you to be able to do it with pinch hitters in two different instances and then come back and take care of things and win in that fashion, there is no better way to do it than playoff baseball.
me get to Kevin in Cleveland real quick. Speaking of stadiums, we got to talk about a new one coming up in 25 minutes. Kevin in Cleveland, go ahead.
Gentlemen, how we doing? Good morning, good morning. Go Guards. I want to say I apologize for the ninth inning because that was my fault. I was listening on the radio the whole time. We were winning. It was great. I turned around on my walk. I said, you know what? Class A's coming in for the ninth, and I hate the Yankees more than I hate any other sports team, so I wanted to watch them. I wanted to watch them lose, so I go ahead and throw in the ninth. The implosion happens. I turn it off, turn the radio back on, and I turned it on just in time for the big Christmas home run. And obviously, I listened to the David Fry home run, too, on the radio. So I want to apologize for the heart attack I caused all of Cleveland. I won't do it again. I will
be a radio
guy.
We were blaming you personally, Kevin. We were blaming you. I was waiting for you to call in so I can cuss you.
It's okay. I understand. I take full blame. I will, for now on, be a radio guy only. So you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hopefully, you listen to us in between. And we thank you very much, Kevin. 216-474-0092. All right.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it, I want to be outside doing this. I want to be out in the street doing this.
No, doesn't it feel like that kind of a day?
I don't want to be in here. I feel like a caged animal
right
now.
This is where
right
it sucks.
I feel like a caged animal. Damn it, I feel like a caged
animal. This is
animal.
Where old Lima wins out over Man. New Lima every time. I had to watch that damn game in the suburbs. My kids were sleeping. I had to be quiet.
Get a divorce. It's time.
This sucks.
Let's go.
This
enough
whole
this.
Life I've developed,
you don't like this
created,
life.
It sucks.
You don't like it. You're living out someone else's dream, man. Stop doing it. Go back to old tone.
I would have been out gallivanting till all hours in the night. There might not have been sleep last night. We had some of those all-nighters back in the day, Kenny, in 2016.
Listen, from the stories you've told me, I know you. You'll still be a better father than your own father. You'll be fine, okay?
All right. Well, Kevin Stefanski's a better head coach than Hugh Jackson. Doesn't necessarily mean anything, Kenny.
Listen, as long as you're moving up, generation by generation by generation, you know, you don't got to sit there and blame him. You know, you're doing what you're doing. Coming in hot, 9:40, by the way. This way.
Oh, today should be fun.
Yes, it should. Thank God for the Guardians. Thank God. Because, I mean, we're going to talk stadium coming up at 7. We have to. A lot of movers, a lot of shakers, a lot of ins, outs, what have yous. The mayor of Brook Park is going to come on again at 8 o'clock, Ed Orcutt, where not really into the jokes, is he?
We'll see.
Like, Blaine Griffin is always like, hey, how you doing? And other mayors we've had on, and hey, hi, everybody. And this guy's dead serious. I'm like, okay, all right.
This guy's a military man.
That's great. I made General Mark Milley laugh. I couldn't
People
make this guy laugh.
In your ass.
I couldn't believe it. It's like, I got this guy to laugh before the Army-Navy game, and I can't get anything out of this, out of the mayor of Brook Park. I mean, things are going well for him right now. He should be smiling. All right, here we go. 216-474-0092. I'm getting pushback. We're getting pushback, by the way, on me saying, you guys can have your own opinion. Some people are saying I'm going soft because of what I said about people leaving early. I said, hey, man, I wouldn't have left early. It's just a thing. Usually I give you hell. I would say for 13 years I've given people hell for leaving early.
Yeah, but you know what? Doesn't everybody say they wouldn't leave early?
I was sick last night.
Don't certain conditions persist in a random game where it is optimal time to get out of Dodge?
Yeah.
Because I think all of us agree, ALCS, we're never leaving, right? Hey, AFC Championship game, we're never leaving. Hey, NBA Finals game, we're never leaving. And yet, why is it that they always show these games? And in fact, we have people on X brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. JPIEH says, I work as an usher in left field. A bunch of people left after the Naylor double play. They all tried to come back in after the home run. We had the tough job of telling them they couldn't.
Yeah, I get it.
That sucks.
I was scrolling through photos that we've taken this year at the stadium to post them because I thought the season was over.
Ooh.
Felt like the season was over. And they saved it. And now if you go, I mean, A-Rod last night, A-Rod on the post game of Fox, it's like, yeah, it's a 6 or 7 game series now. The Guardians can absolutely win it. And that guy was talking more trash than anybody before the season.
Well, because I
don't want to play him because I don't want to gratify him.
I think everybody understands. Well, yeah, but you're right. But everybody understands, including him. Like, he's not that stupid. Like, the Yankees have not played well in 3 games.
Right.
You were down 0-2 to the Guardians. You weren't down 0-2 to the Yankees. Your mistakes are what cost you. Even yesterday, where it was highlighted, the rundown, that ends up being a sack fly later. Like, there were things that just cost you. You were costing yourself. And if you could just get over that hump, how much better would it be? I think last night it felt like you got over that hump. I feel so much better. And yeah, I mean, if you would have lost, obviously, last night, like, yeah, we're down 3-0 in this series. For the love of God, this is an easy thing to say. But with the way they won, I feel better about today. I feel better about tomorrow. I feel better about the rest of the series. If you eat a whale, you got to eat it one bite at a time. I get all that. But I feel as good as I could possibly get.
Our ball club's next guy up. That guy is all-world closer. He has the ball every single time with the game on the line, and I'm going to take him over whoever's in the box every single time. And our whole club feels the same way, man. That guy's amazing. You know, what happened after is just who we are as a team, right? We just keep fighting. Like I said, it's in our DNA. That's what we hang our hat on.
Now, that's Matt Boyd talking about his team and Emmanuel Clase. Real quick, would you ever bring Emmanuel Clase out in the eighth again?
Yes.
Because he ran out there, Vogt did. He was on a mission.
Oh, you know what? I loved where Vogt was with the whole situation. I love the confidence. And you kind of feel like, I know it's been twice now. It's been terrible. I would. I still have confidence. I still think if they're going to win this series and ultimately get to the World Series and, my God, win the whole thing, they're going to need Clase. They're not going to be able to do it with him either, you know, not pitching at all or pitching poorly. They're going to need him. I mean, last night, they ended up in that game using 8 pitchers, 7 relievers in that game yesterday. Yes, they will absolutely need Clase again. I get it.
But last time we saw him, in the eighth, I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, this is the tough part, because are you trusting Gattis anymore? Like, you're running out of options.
Well, and it's also Aaron Judge. He had 58 home runs this year. He had 60 whatever last year.
Boy, I mean, that's a good point.
The guy hits home runs. That's what he does. It's their best batter versus our best pitcher, right?
Now, to
and
Ken's
that's fine.
Point,
we lost that one.
Yes.
We didn't lose the game, though.
Right, and to Ken's point, you know, if he does go in the eighth, the likelihood increases that at some point he's going to see Stanton. He's going to see Judge.
Right.
Like, the more outs. But
yeah, but that's who you want him to see.
It felt like Soto, Stanton, Judge all got to bat every inning.
I know.
We got to put a stop to that.
But that too. But I mean, when he came out there in the eighth inning, I'm like, okay, I'm feeling as good. I'm feeling really good here, because I felt that when he came out there to face Aaron Judge, I'm like, there's no other reliever I'd rather face Aaron Judge than this guy. No other reliever. And them's the breaks, unfortunately. And then by the time Stanton hit the home run, I was just catatonic. So at that point,
I was in a state of shock.
I was
pacing, all right, the entire time. And when that happened, I sat there and I had my hands on my head and I go, I can't believe that just happened.
I was on the couch and I was the girl who smoked too much pot by the time that
you're buried in there.
I was in there all the way.
Sink it on in.